Sound Effect is our weekly storytelling show here at KNKX. That's where we get our next story. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
Well, here's a great area that a lot of us can relate to, the one between work and life. Elliot Cossum has been wrestling with that for years in his work. He just happens to have a sort of unusual job. The story started for him in the Army on a deployment during the early days of the Iraq War.
I'm just going to be monitoring these phone lines in the palace in Iraq. I actually had control of like the presidential phone lines. So the calls directly to the president went through me.
Wow. And you said you were in a palace. What do you mean by that?
One of Saddam's palaces.
And you were there during a pretty active portion of the war, right?
Yes.
I mean, was there active combat that you could hear or you encountered? Or?
Yeah, the palace actually got attacked a couple of times. And there was constant booms and bangs and everything. Having to live around that environment, that sound environment, was just, ugh.
So in the course of your normal job, as you're hearing ordnance going off around you, tell me about how you first dipped your toe into what eventually would become a big part of your life.
I was chatting online, because we had internet lines, connection to the internet, with a woman. And she says, you know, I'm really bored. How about you call me? And so I call her, and like the first thing out of her mouth is, I want to have phone sex. And I had never done anything like that with anyone before. So I was just kind of like very nervous about it. But I was also in this like long stretch of hallway where anyone could like poke their heads out a door and see me at any time. So I kind of like lean back and I just kind of like look both ways. And then I just kind of go, sure, you could do that if you want. And so she does her thing and I'm just kind of like, okay, that was awesome, thank you. She hangs up, and then that experience was so real and so visceral to me that I was like, okay, I want more of that. And I come home and I start seeing like the telephone numbers on late night TV, and I decided to give one of them a call just to try and have that experience again. So I called them up and I could tell that they were faking. And I was like, well, this is really disappointing. And so I tried going on this other telephone line that was supposed to be real people that wanted to do it. And I found out that most of them appeared to be women who were looking for other women. And I was thinking to myself, you know, this is never going to work in a million years. And so I went on and I pretended to be a woman as just a person who was trying to look for other people to have fun with. And I would get messages from guys that would say like, you know, I know you're looking for women, but your voice is really hot. If you would please just send me a message, you sound very attractive. Please, please just talk to me. And I just thought to myself, you know, if I'm going to be talking to guys, I might as well get paid for it. So that's when I started going on to the websites and it started showing like options to become someone who got paid to do this sort of thing. And that's when I started signing up.
So what do you remember about those first calls?
I remember not thinking that anyone would ever believe that I was a woman.
And what was the reason you didn't go as a man?
That just didn't interest me sexually. And also, I didn't exactly start out fully fledged as a woman. I started out as a trans woman. And then once I had gotten all that money from the people that actually did call in, I started using that money to call the women on the same website.
So wait, you'd earn money as an operator and then you'd go and spend it as a customer.
As a consumer. And the operators were like, you know, your voice is very, very female. You should just completely go to the female side and don't tell them that you're trans or anything. And so I tried it out and sure enough, like no one questioned it. I was like, okay, this is insane, but it's getting me in way more money than when I was on the trans side.
So when you get on a call, what happens? Can you kind of walk me through it a little bit? And is this the voice that we are talking in now? Is that the voice that you use?
No, I can change my voice. But usually I pick up the phone and just be like, hello, this is Alexandra. And they'll tell me what they want to do. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I can do that. And then, like, we go into the whole thing. And sometimes they'll have, like, a long conversation with me beforehand and tell me, like, how their week's been going.
Yeah, do you ever get that? I guess it's kind of a cliche, the guy that just wants to talk.
Oh, yeah, all the time. I had a customer once that wanted me to just review this screenplay that he was writing. And I was like, okay. And I gave him some pointers because I was like, this is great, but you got to like simplify this part. Or this is great, but you got to think about other things that you like and what made them great. He was like, oh, that's some really good notes. Thank you. And I'm so glad I called you because my wife would never let me talk about this sort of stuff.
So as you went on and got more experience, did you find that you were developing a character, a persona? Were you sort of embellishing on who your phone sex operator character would be?
Kind of. Like when I first started doing it, I was like, okay, this is 100% just a character that I fantasize being. And then as I continued to do it more and more, I found out that I was more the character than the character was just a character, you know?
And does that include some gender fluidity?
Yes. I actually got into working out a whole lot and like I slimmed way down and then I like started cross-dressing and I was like, wow, I look really good cross-dressed.
Do you think you would have done that if not for the phone sex?
I don't think so. It was actually another operator that had kind of convinced me to try it. So I tried doing it and like I found out that I really liked doing it. And I started going out as that person.
And so how do you identify these days?
Right now, it's mostly male right now. I kind of lost my female side after I had lost a couple of people in my life.
Is that something you feel like talking about or not?
Okay, so when you're a phone sex operator, you're kind of a therapist to these people. You talk to them and they tell you all your innermost fantasies, but also they tell you about their lives. So I needed a way to release my thoughts and stuff. So I had another operator that I used to talk to and play with. And we had been talking and playing so long that it kind of became like this relationship. And it was like 7 years. And she messaged me and she said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I just found this amazing man. He's perfect for my life. And I can never talk to you ever again either. And I was like, oh. And that like dipped me into this like terrible depression. And like I couldn't like leave my apartment. I was just like, I'm just going to lie here in bed for the rest of the week.
And you think that kind of closed down part of yourself that experienced life as female?
Yes. Because like, the female side was like my happy side, my joyous side, my celebratory side. And I didn't want to feel happy. I didn't want to feel joyous or celebratory. I wanted to be alone. And I'd love to get it back, but it's just very difficult to get back to that after losing those people.
So where do you see your career going from here?
I want to slowly slip into non-sexual voice work. Like my ultimate dream right now would be to be like a cartoon character.